up, guys. We are at Super Bowl 58 here in Las Vegas, Nevada. We got the Chiefs and the 49ers. Yesterday, we played for you the conversations that we had with members of the San Francisco 49ers. Today, we're going to bring to you some of the conversations we have with members of the Kansas City Chiefs. And we're going to start it off with Drew Tranquil, who is the Chiefs linebacker, starting linebacker, first year with the Chiefs. He signed in the offseason, so this is his first Super Bowl experience. And we've caught up with him at media availability earlier this week on Tuesday, and I was just so impressed with the foundation of faith that Drew Tranquil has. So you're going to listen to him in just a moment. After him, we have a couple more conversations, including James Winchester, who is the Chiefs' long snapper, Marquez Valdez-Scantling, who is the Chiefs' wide receiver. He made that big catch in the AFC Championship to clinch the win over the Ravens in Baltimore there. So Marquez Valdez-Scantling, as well as the Chiefs' radio voice, Mitch Holthus. And this guy, first of all, he's the radio voice of the Chiefs, so you're talking to a professional broadcaster in every sense of the word when you talk to Mitch Holthus. But the man has such a foundation of faith. You're going to want to hear these conversations. I'm telling you, they're awesome, and they're coming up right now. We're going to start with Drew Tranquil, the new linebacker of the Kansas City Chiefs, his first Super Bowl appearance this year, and we got to catch up with him here in Vegas, the Super Bowl 58. Take a listen. Tell me about, I'll share a little bit about your testimony and the importance of Christ in your life.
Yeah, I was fortunate to grow up with parents that love the Lord and shared that and shared those values with me at a young age. I accepted Christ when I was 10 years old. But I'd say I had a profound experience and encounter with grace my freshman year of college. I had a teammate by the name of Cam McDaniel, and we did a little Bible study at his house, but just the fact that there's nothing I can do. I think as an athlete, you get into the performance mindset of kind of earning respect, earning people's love, if you will, earning the approval of others. And I learned that it's not that way with God. God loves you regardless of what you can do, what you've done in your past. And I think that encounter with grace was really monumental for my faith.
What was that like coming to the NFL when so much is based on performance, so much is based on this, and still staying rooted in Christ?
Well, it's tough. You're under constant pressure to perform. That performance identity is so anti-gospel. It's challenging because you want to be the best that you can be, and you're constantly having to watch tape of yourself. You're constantly being criticized. You're constantly being praised, and so there you certainly need to be surrounded by people and have solid community to pour into you. Otherwise,
what's this been like to come to this team where, from the top down, it's faith, family, football, this culture? Your first year here, your first Super Bowl here.
Well, we have great leadership. It starts with our ownership and the Hunt family. We've got great decision makers at the executive level. Coach Reed, obviously, legendary coach, but the whole coaching staff is fantastic. And then we've got great players and great player leadership. I think when you have good leadership at each level, you've got a really good chance to be successful.
Last question, what's the prayer that you think you'll say to God or pray before you prepare for the big game on Sunday?
Yeah, it's wild. You dream of this game as a kid. There was a moment when I was 10 years old, and I had Jeremiah 29:11, you know the plans you have for me, declares the Lord, plans to prosper, not to harm, plans to give you a hope and a future. And I just really had a dream of being a professional athlete, playing at the highest level, and impacting people for the kingdom. And I wrote that on a little poster, hung it above my door, and I still have it to this day. And having that in grade school, into college at Notre Dame, I think it's overwhelming, God's faithfulness. And so probably just thanking him for his faithfulness will be the prayer, and then protection.
The pride of Fort Wayne, Indiana. Congratulations.
Yeah, let's go. Thank you, Jason.
We're here at Super Bowl 58 here in Las Vegas. I'm here with James Winchester, long snapper of the Kansas City Chiefs. We had this conversation 4 years ago.
Like
I think
that.
It was in Miami.
We've had it a lot.
it's a good conversation to have,
hey,
right?
Hey, we're back, right? It's awesome.
Back, man, how does it feel to be at another Super Bowl?
It's incredible. You know, it never gets old seeing that Super Bowl logo, and I feel very, very blessed to be here again. And you don't get here without a great team, great coaches, and so I'm fortunate to be on for the ride.
And everybody has to do their part. You get to do a really, I think, a neat part as a long snapper.
Yep.
What's it been like being a part of this organization?
Yeah.
More than just this team. This team is obviously different than the other teams. But there seems to be a culture that was set many years ago with the Hunt family.
Yes.
And he talks a lot about faith, family, football. What's it like to be a part of this organization?
Well, you know, I can only speak for the Kansas City Chiefs, but because I haven't bounced around and been really with anyone else. But I feel very fortunate that my family and I are in Kansas City, that we have, you know, ownership like the Hunts, who are not afraid to speak about their faith, you know, and lead by example. And I think that is pretty rare in today's day and age, that they would be open about who they believe in, and that, you know, that who gives us all the things that we have. And so very, very grateful to be in Kansas City, and I think I think the good Lord has taken care of us by allowing us to be in Kansas City. So all thanks to Him.
What's God taught you about yourself this year?
You know, I think through having more kids, you know, we're up to three now, you know, which there's a lot of patience and things there. But, you know, we're also crossing bridges with raising little ones and teaching them about the Lord. And so, you know, for me, it's been flip the script a little bit, as a, you know, from going from having very young kids to having kids that are asking questions, and you know, to be able to speak to those kids and teach them about Jesus. I think that's been such an amazing thing for my wife and I, and obviously we have a lot of work to do, you know, but what a blessing to continue to get to you know, breathe into them and teach them about the Lord and what He's done for us.
What's discipleship been like for you this season going through? I mean, you've been through a lot of seasons, obviously, and a lot of Super Bowl runs. This year, it's always different every year. What's this year been like for you personally?
You know, for me personally, it's been a great season, but there's also been some adversity to overcome as a team. You know, I think personally have had, you know, a solid year, but, you know, with every year comes challenges. And so for us to find ourselves back to this game, it speaks volumes to the men we have on this team, the coaches that lead us, and, you know, blessed to be a part of it. I really am.
James Winchester, congratulations, and thanks for joining us.
Thank you. Appreciate you. God bless.
What's up, guys? Jason Romano here for Sports Spectrum. We're at Super Bowl opening night in Las Vegas, Nevada. Marquez Valdes-Scantling, congratulations on this opportunity. This must be awesome.
Yeah, it's great, man. It's one of those things that you don't take for granted, because it's really, really hard to get there.
I want to ask you about your faith. Tell me about the importance of God in your life.
That's the most important thing that won't ever be not talked about enough. That's something that I live and die by. I got my Pray First bracelet on that I never take off. Mm-hmm. It's one of those things where, you know, I wouldn't be alive today if it wasn't for the man up top.
Who's Christ in your life?
I'm sorry?
Who is Christ in your life?
Jesus Christ is King.
King.
Yeah, Jesus Christ is King.
What did you learn most about yourself from God this season, going through what you've went through?
That He's going to put you through some adverse situations, but He's never going to leave you alone by yourself, even in your lowest moments or your highest moments. He's always going to be right there with you, no matter what.
That's Marquez Valdes-Scantling. Thanks, man. Congratulations.
I appreciate the question. I appreciate that a lot.
All right, we're at Super Bowl opening night here in Las Vegas. I get to talk to the voice of the Kansas City Chiefs, Mitch Holthus. Last time we talked to you, I think it was Miami, right before COVID, and here we are again. You get another Super Bowl opportunity.
Never get used to it. When you go 21 years without a playoff win, you soak it in, but you also pinch yourself. But you also understand about God's favor. I mean, it's twice now I have been at the front of a parade going down Grand Avenue, and hundreds of thousands of people having the best day of their lives, where there's no strife, there's no political bickering, there's no people are just hugging each other and crying. And our mascot, Casey Wolf, was with me, and I said, man, heaven's got to look like this. He goes, it'll be a lot better than this. But I think the Lord gives us glimpses sometimes of what it's like. But certainly, claiming, you know, Psalm 16:11 and just understanding that God's shown His favor on us.
When you think about this year, this journey, it's unique. Every season is unique. Feels like this year was a lot more adversity for this team, and your journey as a voice and a broadcaster and kind of trying to keep the fans who are listening to you positive when you're, you know, having a game like on Christmas Day, and then you turn around and you're standing here today. What's the journey been like for you, and kind of maybe the lessons that God has shown you through this season?
Well, perseverance. I mean, I'm thinking of Romans 5 here, and the lineal progression that you talk about. You know, you to tribulation, and then you exult in tribulation. I'm not very good at that, but it, you know, brings forth perseverance, which brings forth proven character, and proven character leads to hope, and hope does not disappoint. If you really want to follow a timeline of an NFL team using that scripture, that's the timeline of this team, because they have persevered. Now, the fact that they had more drops than any in the league, the fact they had more holding calls than any in the league, they were minus 12 in the giveaway takeaway, usually adds up to 4-13. After that Christmas Day loss, they're still 9-6. And you're like, people, you got to understand that this gets figured out. This will be a force. And then they win a game with minus 28 wind chill, fourth coldest game in NFL playoff history. Then they ride into the mouth of the dragon and beat Buffalo. And Bills Mafia, you were great. But then Raven Flock's waiting, and you ride right back into the mouth of another dragon and win. That's the sign of a team that is battle-tested and tough. So maybe it's David's 300, I don't know. But honestly, when you look at that Romans 5 scripture, that linear progression is what this team has done, because it never lost hope, and hope does not disappoint. And this team never lost that, even though there was a lot of criticism and they could have turned on each other. There's such a strong infrastructure on this team. It's really an untold story.
All right, my last question, and I just appreciate your time. It's gratitude. Tell me about how grateful you are for your position, what God is doing in your journey, not just the team, and I love how much you talked about the team, but for you personally and the gratitude that you have to be where you are today.
This goes well beyond just broadcasting games, and I do 25 shows a week, and we do social media, and I'm in traditional media, and so you have to live it every day and every night of every week. But it's the relationships, and, you know, really God has an interesting strategy of trying to spread the gospel through us, like, really, but honestly, and so I am very grateful, and, you know, my wife and I were just looking at Psalm 103 the other day and going through it, and honestly, you know, it's, so the understanding that God expects a lot out of us, right? He shows his favor, but what are you going to do with the platform he's given? And you really, but I'm surrounded by such good dudes. I'm Trent McDuffie and Drew Tranquil. I mean, I could go right down the line with this group. It's very unique. It's an undertold story. Nobody's talking about it, but there's an undertow of real faith and hope on this team.
Love it. Well, thank you so much for being here. It's always great to catch up with you. Maybe we'll do it again at another Super Bowl very soon. But either way, you're awesome, my friend. Thanks for doing this.
Thank you. I appreciate it.
And that was members of the Kansas City Chiefs 2023 AFC champions, a few players there, as well as Mitch Holthus, their radio voice, one of the great guys in sports and one of the great voices in sports. So we appreciate all of those guys saying yes to us, coming up to them and asking them about Jesus in their life. Hey, we're at Super Bowl 58. We're in Las Vegas. Just a couple hours left for us to be here. And then we all get back home, we all get on that couch, and we get ready to watch the big game between the Kansas City Chiefs and the San Francisco 49ers. Can't wait to watch, can't wait to see what God does in the lives of both teams and see what the Lord leads. It's going to be fun to watch, and we're just grateful that you guys are on this journey with us here at Sports Spectrum. I've been telling you about the content all week, sportspectrum.com, great articles, great content that you can read and share on your social media pages. And then check out our YouTube page, our Facebook page, Twitter, Instagram, even TikTok. We have Sports Spectrum Super Bowl content available there. So if your kids are on TikTok, hey, show them Sports Spectrum. Maybe show them Brock Purdy or Drew Tranquil and let them know that God is the director of their lives. Pretty cool stuff. Just honored and blessed to be here, and we appreciate you guys and all the support. Make sure you tell someone about Sports Spectrum. Let them know that this exists, the intersection of sports and faith. And we love you guys. We'll see you next time. Brand new conversation coming up soon here on Sports Spectrum.